Initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Greetings, salutations, and once again, welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Partner in crime, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Troublemaker.
You know what? I was thinking of you the other day.
When you were listening to this song?
No.
This is your Thanksgiving song I picked.
You know when I hear this song, you know what I think of, though? Scrooged.
Exactly.
Great movie.
That movie just came out on Blu-ray. You cannot get it in Kansas City. You can get all the other Scrooge movies, but not that one.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That's funny.
I can't believe it.
You know, I did see that they're getting ready to release The Rocketeer in Blu-ray.
I can't wait.
I'm excited about
that
one.
It's going to be
nice. No, I was up at Walmart, and I see that they have a little sign that only you can only now get 5 DVDs when they come out per person.
Yeah, that was my
per dream. Household.
Yeah.
I was surprised that at the bottom of it didn't say per Todd Sheets.
Thanks to Todd, yeah. Well, here's the weirdest thing. Of course, you know they put that up, but now you got people coming in, and like, as a matter of fact, Monday night I just curtailed some of this. This guy comes in with 3 friends. They all get 5 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
They go up front. They buy them. Then they go outside. Guy changed his coat, put on from a blue-gray coat to a red coat, came back in with his friends, went and got more and went to a different register and bought 20 more.
Which you can do. I mean, you're going to have stuff every now and then.
I busted them.
But at least.
I busted some that were trying to pay with a $100 bill that was a counterfeit.
Really?
I'm busting people left and right.
Dude, that's awesome.
I know, I need you to back me up one of these days. When it's a big Disney release, you got to come up there. Matt
Dude,
was
I'll
up
go
there.
Whenever you want. I mean, I'll go up there on Tuesdays to get movies.
It was Monday night at midnight, and it's evil.
Matt was up there? Mad Matt? I haven't seen him for a while.
I know, yeah, it was really cool, and we were raising hell. And I've put out the call to Blockbuster to be on my show 3 times, and they're chicken. They won't do it. They're chicken because it's all their fault. All the little things that were bothering us has culminated in this new thing where these people are going in. I told you last time they bought literally every copy of Cars 2 and stuff. Well, Cars 2 was kind of the beginning of the end. And then Super 8, they bought every single copy in the store and took them all to Blockbuster for sellbacks. And now I'm going after Blockbuster for buying back these things. They should do a limit. They should take driver's license, just like Hastings, just like Village Stock, and they need to do a limit of how many they take back, like 3 to 5, something like that.
Well,
and
the problem is, I mean, let's talk about, you know, just the whole point of shrinkage. I mean, when you think about it, somebody walking in with 20 different DVDs the week after it came out, would you not be automatically assuming that there's like a 80% chance they were probably stolen anyway?
A lot of them are. As a matter of fact, there was these girls bragging about they stole 50 copies of some movie and they got all this money from Blockbuster. They were over at the pizza joint.
Yeah, I used to run in certain circles back in my band days, you know, where there's different guys that I knew that's how they'd got... That's how they'd got their money.
You should have hit them in the eye.
They'd sit there and they'd go on a merry-go-round, put on two different pairs of clothes, take the other ones back.
Merry-go-round, boy, that's not dangerous.
Yeah, back in the day.
I'm not dated now.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
I even saw you. I was funny. I was playing around on doing searches for, you know, Walmart because of this, right?
Right.
And, of course, it's crazy. Talk about a small world. I found the YouTube video with you complaining about...
No Batman.
No Batman. I was like, wow.
Bunch of mullets running around.
Yeah, but
no
it's
Batman.
Really creepy when I do a radio show with a guy and I'm sitting here doing a search on Walmart. And next thing I know, you're there complaining about Batman. That was pretty wild.
Well, I'm complaining about lack of Batman, I guess, that we should clarify.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean. It's just, these people. It's one of those like, wow, there's 19
they spend
billion
all this money on this
videos.
Jeez.
But it's true, though. I mean, when you go into the Walmart, there's... But I can tell you, do you know what the worst culprit is about hardly any Batman and hardly, man, Toys R Us. For a place that's supposed to only sell toys, they got like
they
the
suck.
Worst selection in the
Unless
world.
Unless you want wrestling here in Kansas City, they have an entire aisle dedicated to wrestling.
You know what's funny? And this is sad. Wrestling used to be, was bought out recently, I think within about the year and a half, by Mattel.
Okay.
Everybody knows Mattel because they do Barbies. They do, you know, the DC Universe figures. And originally, when they picked up the license, they said they're only going to do one or two, you know, a few waves a year. That was it. Next thing you know, they're like on wave six. And then they got the greatest hits. They got the best of WrestleMania. And it's like, my God, really, guys? Can we sculpt a few extra superheroes over here? Because, you know, there's a whole bunch of DC characters they still haven't done. But they're on like their fifth freaking Stone Cold.
Hell is Stone Cold.
Same, but I'm just saying it's the same company. It's
I'm
like,
Stone Cold by dealing with
it's
it.
It's stupid.
Damn hermaphrodites.
Wow.
just get me started.
Oh,
I'll take
just,
it down.
Just let that slide right in.
I get tired, man.
Well, it's like, you know, it's kind of, I guess... You know, I collect DC Universe. We've all talked about it. But,
that's an
you know,
understatement, by the way.
Yeah, very much so. But they have these new Batmans. Because you've seen the new Batman, you know, Legends figures.
Sweetness,
if you get them at Kmart, they have an exclusive that comes with Batmite.
Really? I haven't seen those.
And I've gone to every Kmart here. I've gone to St. Joe. And I cannot find this dang thing anywhere.
I don't think they exist.
Oh, they exist. It just sucks.
Once upon a day.
Once upon a day, yeah. It's frustrating.
They used to exist, but now they don't.
Yeah. Well, it's like they showed the new... They finally premiered the new wave of DC Universe. And I think we talked about it a little bit the last... But they're only going to do four figures in this wave.
Okay.
And one of them is the Flashpoint Plastic Man. I'm like, okay, you had this miniseries that, number one, nobody really cared about because the minute you premiered it, all of a sudden you let everybody know, hey, new 52, everything's going to be rewritten.
I know. See you later.
Yeah. So now you're doing a Plastic Man of that character. They're doing a Batman Beyond, which they've already done. So
is
it's just
it a
re-release.
Better one or just a re-release?
It's re-release. It looks identical to me.
Ass monkeys.
And then they're doing LaFreeze, the Orange Lantern, which I think is great. That's awesome. A great figure for a set. But I'm like, and then they do Superboy Prime. I'm like, this is supposed to be your new launch. There's no more Build-A-Figure.
Yeah, they're relaunching.
Yeah, for those of you, you know, that are new to the show, I do own my own comic shop, Root Squad, you know, toys and comics. So I'm kind of got the inside track on these. And so I've recently gotten a letter from Mattel basically saying that, well, due to the cost in China and the fact that they've raised the minimum wage in China, they're going to be upping the price on all figures now.
They already are too high.
Yeah, but they're going to be bumping them up, I think, $1 or $2 more now.
Oh, forget it.
So they'll be up to like $18, $19 for these figures.
They're just reaming people because they can.
Well, the sad part about this is, so they're raising the price, right? Number one. Now they're only doing four figures a wave, and they're no longer doing the Build-A-Figure.
Well, that's okay because I didn't really like the build. You did. You
were I thought they were great.
You're,
I mean, merchandising.
You're a masker.
Well, but it's a merchandising, you know, it's genius merchandising. You can put the four coolest figures, and you can put Ambush Bug Dude in that for that fifth figure. I mean, you can put the stupidest figure in the world.
And they have.
Yeah, and they have, yeah, Kamundi, you know, the last boy, whatever. You know, but the point is you're going to buy it because you need to build that Build-A-Figure. And now, I mean, the one thing about it as a collector, I think is brilliant because it's like, hey, I can buy LaFreeze and I can ignore all the rest. But the problem is I won't be the only one. And then you have those shelf huggers. They're going to sit there on the pegs. And then when the wave 3, 4, and 5 come out, Walmart will never order them because they're going to sit there and go by their barcode of, oh, we got 12 in stock. Who cares if it's the ones that nobody wants? They have 12 in stock. And then they're wondering why these toy lines are getting canceled.
Exactly.
Sad.
It's really terrible. It's got me frustrated too, man. In case that, you know, if it makes you feel any better.
It's just, I don't get it.
You're not meant to.
But
we can't get it because we're not part of this whole regime of greed.
Agreed.
That's got to stop, man. It's just making everything really nasty.
Yeah, it's
none of us like it.
It just doesn't make sense.
Any news this week? Anything exciting going on out there?
Well, Fantastic Four 600 came out, and here's a big shocker surprise.
Okay.
They brought back Johnny Storm, who they just killed off like less than 6 months ago.
Okay.
Kind of like they come out. They had the whole Fear Itself story arc, which I have to say was really good. But now they have this, you know, this Fear Itself. Point one, point two, point three,
point nine,
yeah, something like that. But that something happened, and I don't read every Marvel title just because they are so frustrating to me at this point. Because every plot device seems to be based on killing a hero,
right?
Or canceling. Okay, here you go. This is great. Here's the concept, and I've talked about this on the show before, and but here's the next step of my complaint. Daredevil.
Okay.
Takes a sabbatical from his own series. They throw Black Panther in there. Number one, we're talking about Black Panther, a character who cannot support his own title. And every time they start up a Black Panther comic, gets to 12, 20 something issues and they cancel it because nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares. They married him to Storm. Nobody cares, really.
Yeah, it went the wrong way.
Yes, totally did. And so what do? We say we're going to have Black Panther, excuse me, in The Man Without Fear. So we're looking at issue 623, 624, 625, whatever, you know. And it's Black Panther in what used to be the Daredevil Man Without Fear title.
Great.
So they finally, Marvel says, hey, we're going to have Daredevil come back from the sabbatical. But we're not going to put him back in his title. We're going to start a new one with him.
Jeez.
So now they have Daredevil. Along comes Daredevil or something like that. I can't remember the detailed name, but it's Daredevil now. And they're on issue like 4 or 5 now.
Okay.
And Black Panther's still in The Man Without Fear. This has been an ongoing Daredevil title since the beginning. It's up to like issue 600 and something.
Right.
I mean, granted, they've had some stops and goes, and then Kevin Smith brought it back, but for all practical purposes, it's Daredevil.
Right.
Now, they announced this, I think it was first of this week and last week, that they're going to cancel The Man Without Fear because of sales. But they're going to keep the regular Daredevil, the new title. It's like, why don't you just freaking put him in his own title?
Yeah, put him back where he belongs.
It's just frustrating to me that they keep doing this. Kind of like Fantastic Four was renumbered, and they went to Future Foundation when Johnny died. And I got to tell you, everybody that's been reading it, Future Foundation's a great book, awesome book. People like it. Now they're bringing him back to life, and now they're going to keep Fantastic Four at 600 and keep going, and keep Future Foundation. And it's like, wow, it just kills me the way they keep doing this.
One thing after another.
Yeah.
It's kind of gotten out of hand, though, at this
point. Well, it's like Thor. Let's talk about Thor, you know. It's bad enough that they don't know how to put him the helmet on him, right?
Don't get me started.
But they have this new looking Thor, and he's like, to describe him, Viggo from Ghostbusters 2,
yeah.
Save me, Lord. But the gray haired guy, you know, that was the evil,
right?
He's kind of what the new Thor looks like.
No,
like they killed off Thor, the blonde Aryan, lack of a better term. And
or they,
as soon as he died, and they had
blacking,
this,
yeah.
And they had this whole like big prior fire, you know, burning in the body and all, and Odin having this, and the next thing you know, out of the flames comes this new TARDIS or something. I can't, don't even get me on his new name, and it looks like he's the new Thor. And what I've been reading on it is everybody thinks that this is the Thor that has always been around. That there was never the blonde Aryan Thor.
I don't consider him Aryan. He was just
I'm just
Norwegian.
Using that as as an example.
Well,
you know,
Norwegians
blonde hair,
are
blue
blonde.
Eyes.
Yeah, that's yeah. Norwegians. Yeah, it's kind of a Norse.
He's Norse.
God. Yeah.
He's a Norse god. Even though if you go back to the books, he was actually a redhead in most all legends.
Right.
But the problem is Loki's like the only one that remembered that he was ever blonde. So it's kind of like, it's just like you'd killed him off a couple years ago. Michael Skolinski came with this beautiful run to bring him back to life, and then now he's dead again. Even better, Bucky was dead, found out he was been alive this whole time, that he's Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Finally became Captain America and was some great read. I really enjoyed him as Captain America. Some really good reading stuff.
Okay.
Then he go to Fear itself, and he's fighting, you know, these gods, which are basically avatars that were created by Odin's brother, who's trying to take over the world,
okay.
The god of fear,
okay.
Which is where Fear itself comes from. Bucky gets killed, arm ripped off.
Wow.
So Bucky's dead.
He lasted a while.
Which pushes Steve back into being Captain America, because we got to make sure that we haven't coincided with the video release.
It would be, you know what, if it wasn't so true, it would be funny.
I know. And then Fear Itself is over, and they got this Fear Itself .1, right? And guess what they do in the first issue?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Take a guess, dude.
They
come on.
Kill some more people off.
No, they bring Bucky back alive.
Oh. Well.
It's like, they can't even keep him dead for a miniseries now. It's like he's going to be dead for like a couple months and bring him right back. It's like, are these writers so utterly clueless and pathetic?
Well, we already know the answer to that. They're devoid of ideas.
That they have to keep killing these guys off over and over and over for... Why can't you just give us a good story? Here's a concept.
Don't give them any ideas.
It's frustrating. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Nobody does, man. Don't try.
I know.
Just bang your head into the wall. Cry.
I did hear some good news, though. All those people that watched Smallville this year... we got a little taste of Booster Gold. They had the episode Blue and Gold. Well, Sci-Fi Channel has actually ordered a pilot for Booster Gold for their network.
I saw that, yeah.
So they're looking at trying to get Booster Gold on Sci-Fi Channel. I got to tell you, that if it's done right, that could be a great episode. Because he can go through any time, go to the future. I also heard that Scorsese? Yeah. I guess he's doing what, Hugo right now?
That looks amazing,
which is supposed
amazing,
to be
man.
Awesome. But I guess he's also working on a reboot with Mark Furges and Hawk Ottsby. And these are the guys that wrote Iron Man. But I guess they're working on a whole Tomb Raider reboot. But it's going to be like a prequel before she
like
was
like everything
actually...
else since Batman Begins. Let's all do beginning issues.
Yeah, let's do prequels. Dude, they're doing a sequel to X-Men First Class. I got to say, it's been a couple of weeks since we actually had the show, you know, with things going on.
Right.
But I actually finally saw First Class.
I liked it.
As a movie. As a movie on its own feet, if it was not called X-Men, I thought it would have been great. If it was a comic I read, something like, you know, like going to see Watchmen. You know, something that these characters that haven't been around forever.
Or that meant, you
but
know,
I gotta
yeah.
tell you, they—I have never seen anything butcher storylines, continuity. I mean, you pretty much—you can't even go by the concept.
No, it's not the comic at all, dude.
At all.
But the thing is, you have to.
I mean,
at
really, Sebastian Shaw was a Nazi in Germany.
But you have to look at it differently because you have to realize what they're doing is this is a cinematic reboot, not a comic book reboot, you know?
Oh, granted, and I understand it. And that's why I said on its own merit, it was a good movie.
I mean, at least I wasn't bored like I was on some of those other titles.
Oh, the third one was terrible. I mean, except for seeing the Beast, that was about the only thing promising about that whole thing. The
rest of it could blow.
You know, the fight scene where they actually drew the line and they were fighting the military guys were great. Besides that, wasn't real impressed.
That's so funny.
I already heard they canceled shows already this year.
Of course they did.
We're only like 6 weeks into the new season.
Didn't even give it a chance, man. Did not even give it a chance.
No, Playboy Club got canceled after three episodes.
Which, you know, who saw that coming? Hello.
Yeah, but you know what? The girls were nice eye candy. Got to give credit where credit's due.
I never watched it enough to care, I guess. It was kind of poop.
Hater, you know, after four episodes, I saw the pilot for that, Hater, and I knew that was going to bomb. Charlie's Angels got canceled by ABC.
Instantly.
I was more surprised that they made it eight episodes.
Well, yeah, but man, what are they going to do?
Actually, I think I'm more surprised that there's only been like four this season canceled.
I was mostly surprised that they even did eight episodes because it was such a weak thing. And just leave the originals alone. There's a reason why we like them. Leave them where they belong. We like cheese, and that's why we watch them.
I was very sad Friday night.
Uh-oh.
I was.
What happened?
Got to watch the last all-new Batman Brave and Bold.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No. I got it DVR'd.
Can I talk about it for a minute?
Go ahead. It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet. No, I got to tell you, it was written by, what was it?
Man.
Paul Dini wrote it, number one.
Yeah.
And the plot of the show is Batmite wants a darker Batman. He's tired of Batman being so, like he makes phrases about him being a Silver Age Batman, and he wants a dark Batman like the old animated series, and all the producers at DC needs to get rid of this because it's not fun anymore. So the whole concept of the TV show is he's changing the Batman, all new Batman, Brave and Bold reality so that it'll purposely get canceled. Which I thought just as brilliant writing when it's a show that's already been canceled. So, I mean, they really kind of like visited the whole concept of here we go again, we're canceling another Batman.
Which, let's make it clear, it wasn't canceled because of the fact that it was a bad show. It was canceled because they can't get their damn heads around what they want to do.
Well, I don't know if it was just a joke at the end of it or whether it's true, but they had a preview at the very end for a upcoming Batgirl series next year.
Well, they probably have one, and I know for a fact they're doing the all-new Batman series next year that's the dark version.
Which I'm good with.
Yep, yep.
I'm just tired of every time we turn around, they got to cancel the Batman series. It's like, okay, you know, you could have two going on at one time.
Well, why not? Yeah.
I mean, I'd be happy with that.
I think we both would. Yeah, I'm kind of fed up with the way things are running in that department just because as a fan, I'm getting frustrated with investing all myself into a show only to have it just cut loose, like, at the last minute. It is irritating as a fan, and it's like you don't want to invest yourself too much in any show anymore. Like, you know, in the old days, we would watch a show religiously. Now we just kind of like, oh, well, let's just tape it because it'll probably be gone anyway in a couple of weeks.
Oh, granted. Yeah. Well, and that's like, I got to tell you, I love Chuck. I'm a big show fan.
They kind of at least gave him a chance to end it, but
I do. I have to respect the fact that they're giving him 13 episodes, but it's like
I wish they gave him a full season.
Give me a full season. Come on.
Yeah, you're.
I mean, they're making the money on the DVDs alone for Chuck. There's no reason to cancel it.
They've had it in for Chuck since day one. If you remember, the only thing that saved is people like you and me and Subway who came through and saved the show. They've been trying to get rid of it since the first airing,
and it's a great show.
I know. There's something wrong with people, dude. Don't try to make head nor tails. Just kind of just nod and go, okay.
Yeah.
Because you cannot make head nor tails of their decisions. You just can't. I've learned that a long time ago, really. You know, you got to kind of take it all with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's frustrating, though.
Well, yeah, as a fan, I mean, we don't have a voice anymore.
Mm-mm. God, what was it in the Batman Brave and Bold? At one point, they had Aquaman's voice, the actor. He replaced him with the voice of, I can't remember the actor's name, but he was the one that wound up being the second husband and married with children.
Okay.
And they kept making, you know, phrases to jumping the shark.
That's funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had Harry Winkler even did part of the voices on it.
He did.
Yeah. And I think Batmite was Paul Rubens.
Oh, that'd be great.
So it was like, oh, cool, I get to see a little bit of Herman. But yep. It was awesome. I really dug it.
I'm glad. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's the show, even though it was for kids, was also for the fans, you know?
Yeah.
It just gets me a little bummed that, you know, here we go now again, that we're probably going to have reruns of it. They're not going to replace it. They're just going to put reruns out. And why not just keep the damn thing, you know?
Yeah. That's sad.
That's my thoughts.
But what do you do? Just complain.
I know.
Hope for the best. Betcha is getting time for our break, isn't it?
It's getting close, but not yet.
I know.
You're trying to jump the gun.
No, I'm not.
Damn jumper.
I'm trying to get to the comics, which is our second half is going to be comic review. Some good comic stuff this week. But so are you still trying to stay away from the stuff on Batman Online, or are you still watching it some?
I'm staying away from it, dude.
So I should not talk about it at all?
I don't think. I mean, I've heard about some of it. You know, of course, I'm not out of my mind here. I know what's going on.
I did hear this week that it's going to be 8 years later.
It is. A lot of people are complaining. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's good.
It follows the story pretty well with what they're doing.
I like the idea of it's 8 years later. It's a darker Batman. You know, he's going to be a little bit rougher. He's gone through some crap.
He has.
You know, we'll see.
I think it'll be fun. I say let's not judge a book by its cover, man. Let's see what happens.
My only complaint, I'm not real hip on Bane, but that's about it.
Well, like I said, I'm...
But we'll see.
I never liked the look of the old Bane anyway, so everyone can complain all they want. At least he doesn't look like he's a throwout from a wrestling show.
Right.
I mean, I'm ready to see what they do with him. You know, everyone gave Heath hell when he first came out, too. Oh, what's this? This isn't right. He doesn't look like the Joker. Blah. I mean, everyone gave him hell.
He was brilliant, though.
It was fantastic, but at first people were all upset. Where's the clown wipe, blah, 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 and all this, and, you know, what's this, and what's with his mouth, and everyone just, rip off of Itchy the Killer. I mean, I'll never forget. People were so mean, and there it was, and it kicked ass. So I said, let's give it a chance and see where it goes. I mean, I have faith in this group of people that they're going to do something pretty amazing with this film, and I can't wait, dude, and you best be out of bed and ready to go at the midnight screening of Mission Impossible, buddy, because we're going to the IMAX theater and we're going to see six.
Yeah, because it is only
minutes.
IMAX, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I would go just for Mission Impossible.
I lie. Me too.
I'm
saying
this
great.
Looks freaking incredible.
And you know what? I said on my show this week, and I'll say it again. You know, people can be mean to Tom Cruise all they want. I don't know what the public backlash is on him, except for the fact that he jumped up and down on some cushions on Oprah's show. But you know, Oprah's show needs something. And let's be honest, her cushions need some action. So, you know, what did Tom do wrong? Nothing at all. I mean, the thing
people
is...
People are upset with him because they think he's a nutcase, and they're basing that totally on him being his
bouncing
religion.
Around. Well, even
and his
so.
Religion.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, who cares?
Let me tell you, dude, Nicole Kidman looks like a shrew. I don't care, all right? If you got out of a relationship where you were hooked up with a shrew, you'd probably jump up and down on cushions and become a Scientologist, too. It would change your life. You're like, I'm so happy I'm gone.
I don't even understand what the Scientology thing is.
Well, that's probably better that way. I don't care what it is. I don't care what he believes in. I don't care about his religion. All I care about is if I like the guy or not.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm a freaking Christian. You know, I'm not going to hold that. That's not a secret. And King Diamond's, you know, a Satan worshiper.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I still listen to his music because the guy freaking rocks.
Yeah, he does. He's awesome. And I, you know, like I said, I don't care. You know,
I'm not a judger. I'm not a judger.
People want to be mean, they can be mean on their own time. That's right. Oh, now you can go to break.
Now I can go to break?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll talk about a few more shows getting canceled. We're going to talk about some of the
new
comics this week and what you can expect for your Black Friday nightmare. We'll be right back with the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Look, whose guitars it is? Move them around. You had me. You had me at hello. Maybe it's the Crown Royal.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Brute Squad!
Welcome back to the Brute Squad.
Scary.
Skedaddy. Good kinda, evening.
I know, it's frightening, dude.
What's frightening?
That voice. It's not even right.
I can do it even worse.
I know. Well, that's, yeah.
Hey, it is. It is what it is.
That's right.
I'll do voiceover someday.
It'll be cool.
I'll laugh, I'll cry. It'll be a part of me.
That's what I'm afraid of. So what's going on with comics?
Nothing.
All right, then.
Let's move on.
Click.
Dude, I've been all over YouTube this week. I got to tell you. I've been checking out your videos, even.
I'm sorry.
Dissension videos.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. You're not... It's, well, I'm.
What's the one? What was the one with you? You by the headstone cemetery one.
Oh, Glass Tears.
Glass yeah. Tears. That was actually a really good video.
Wow.
I didn't think it was too bad.
Thank you, thank you. The other one's curled.
Did
your
you
hair.
Do that one?
Yeah, I did all of them.
That one actually, I was impressed with that one. That was kind of.
Everyone
you know,
else loves Twisted Walls.
That was pretty good too. I watched that too.
That one's not for the squeamish.
Was that with the one with the baby and the nun?
Yeah, they had the whole nun thing going on.
That was so awesome. It was all about just checking out YouTube and stuff. I'm trying to get like more into the whole social media aspect of things, get my nose out of the books a little bit, get on Facebook a little bit more lately. And then I was like, hey, YouTube, let's see what we can find. And it was because of that Walmart. I'm out there looking at Walmart. Here you are, you know, being followed around in Walmart. And then over here on the side, it's like all these links. And I'm like, what else do you have?
Scary is what I got.
Dude, I didn't even know you're on IMDb.
I'm all over the place.
I know.
I'm everywhere.
And you know, I'm sitting there looking at this and going, I don't even like this guy.
I know.
It was terrible.
Such a douche.
I want to go that far. I mean, you are co-host of Brute Squad. Come on.
I have to take it further down the edge than you're ever willing to go.
Oh, I'll go. I might even start going even further.
That's scary.
We'll shake this crap up.
That's what you got to do in life.
It's what you got to do. You got to take the risk. Because if it isn't Scottish, it's crap.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, this week, Scott Snyder and the new Batman, number 3, came out. I'm telling you, I'm really digging this Batman, just the regular Batman. It's got Greg Capello. And those of you that aren't familiar with Greg's work, I met him at one of the comic conventions, Planet Comic Con, several years ago. He was the guy that kind of Todd McFarlane had take over Spawn. And he's also currently doing the artwork for Haunt,
okay,
which is Kirkman is writing that. Got to tell you, Haunt's a great book. But this new Batman, I'm really digging it. Kind of the story arc is these guys have kind of targeted Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne has said, hey, I want to clean up Gotham. I'm going to do this whole thing to really resurge Gotham. I want to breathe life back into it. I want to clean up the streets. And I'm going to dump all my godzillion googles of money into this city. Because he couldn't just move to L.A., you know. He's got to make sure he gets this, you know,
like anyone else with a happy
pit
brain.
Of despair cleaned up. Well, it's kind of cool because you find out that there's this group that's been around basically since his great-grandfather was running Gotham. And it's just like this organization of the Owl. And it's kind of like a Skulls kind of deal. And but what I'm digging about it, though, is you got Batman trying to find out who these guys are. Where are they from? And it's like I really dig the Batman that is – I mean, I like superheroes. Don't get me wrong. I do. But when it comes to Batman, I can really give a rat's ass about having him with a fist fight with the Joker or a fist fight with Bane.
Speak about it yourself. Okay, go ahead.
Hey. I like the comics where he's the detective. He's figuring crap out, you know. I like that when you're kind of trying to uncover this mystery with Batman. I mean, every now and then, yeah, you want to see him whip the crap out of Joker. You know, he needs his ass whipped. But I mean, I'm really digging it. I like it. I can't talk enough about it. My number 2 favorite comic of all this new 52 came out last week. Nightwing, number 3. I got to tell you, you got this Kyle Higgins. So I wasn't real familiar with this guy. But And you got Eddie Burroughs, who's been around DC for a while. But the artwork is awesome. But what I like the best about it is, you know, they said when they did the New 52, they're going to try to get a new, younger generation of heroes again. They want to de-age these heroes, you know. They've been around, God, what, freaking...
couple of years.
60 years.
Couple of days.
Two or three. But what's kind of cool about it is, basically, the plot line in Dick is... Haley, you know, the owner of the circus, basically passes away. And there's a whole murder mystery kind of tied up in that, you know, that Dick's trying to solve. But the coolest thing is the circus is left to Dick.
You know, there's no reason to call a brother names. It's starting to really bother me.
Hey, dude. Richard was actually, you know, left the circus. But so what's kind of cool is it looks like, and I don't know for sure. I mean, we're only in issue three. But so far, he's traveling with the circus now. So he's fighting crimes in different cities,
okay.
Which I really think is a cool, fresh idea. I mean, I like that idea. You know, he's always been Batman's sidekick, even with Nightwing. And then basically they gave him the new city of Bloodhaven. But even with that, it was a copy of Gotham. You know, I really would like the idea of, because, I mean, if anybody could pull it off, it's Nightwing. I mean, it's no secret here. He's my favorite character, you know. But the concept that you have a very young, you know, early 20s character who's like, you know, excited about life. I mean, Batman's never been excited about being a hero. I mean, Batman's all, you know, you killed my parents. I have to make the world suffer. But, which is great. That's Batman. But, you know, I like the idea of having a superhero having fun with it. And, I mean, I got to tell you, it's great. Aquaman number 3 came out this week. Not a lot of action in this. A lot of it is, it's kind of a catch-on issue 3. A lot of stuff happened in issue 1 and 2. And this one's just kind of giving you a little bit more information about these creatures that are coming out of the trench. I'm really liking it, though. The artwork is great. The story by Geoff Johns, freaking incredible, as always. Ivan Reis' artwork is just, this guy's hitting it out of the park with every freaking issue. I mean, look at this, dude. Just the sunset and the colors.
I really like the giraffe.
That's an ad. Dude, take off the D and add a couple S's.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I got to be a turd, man.
If you're going to do something, do it well.
That's right.
Justice League number 3 came out last week. And it's very odd reading this book, I got to tell you, because, I mean, you really have to forget everything you know about DC. Because this is like the first meeting of the heroes. It's the first meeting of Superman and Wonder Woman. And, you know, like in this issue, Wonder Woman, for the first time, you know, encountered ice cream. This little girl comes up to her and she's eating an ice cream and she's never seen ice cream before. This is really the heroes being together for the first time all over again. What kind of throws me off, though, is where they have kind of their origin of the meeting. At the same time, they're doing the origin of Cyborg.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Cyborg, who came around later and there was a teenager in the Teen Titans. They're basically going to be making him a hero right alongside the Justice League now.
Okay. Which is okay, I guess.
It's all right. It's just one of those things where I liked him as a Teen Titan, as a teen hero.
Yeah. Again, you know, they're kind of throwing stuff out and bringing new stuff in. And,
well, yeah. I got to say, you know, they're going for this whole diversity thing. I mean, here you go. I mean, here's another complaint. How many times have I been complaining about this whole, let's get rid of a character for a new one because we got to make sure that we get our freaking demographics right? Now, I've always, you know, and those of you, you know, haven't tuned in before, you know, I'm a big Roy Thomas fan. Roy Thomas is probably, you know, by far my favorite comic writer. You know, he did all the freaking World War II, you know, All-Star Squadron, Freedom Fighters, you know.
Freedom Fries.
Yeah, Freedom Fries. But Freedom Fighters is always like my favorite comic. You know, you got Uncle Sam, Ray. It's just a great, it was only 15 issues, but it was great writing, great heroes. Well, the Ray was originally, you know, Ray Harper, you know, Happy Harper. And, you know, he was this guy in this yellow suit, just a regular guy. Years later, he wound up having a son, and the son inherited his powers. And he was in the new group of the Freedom Fighters. He's been in, you know, Teen Titans. You know, he was really in that 90s reboot where they kind of rebooted some characters. But back in the 90s, what they always did is like, hey, Green Arrow had a son. The Ray had a son. Kind of made sense. You know, they followed the father's legacy. Well, I'm sitting here reading, and they got this new reboot for the Ray again. Which the sad part is Jimmy Pomati and Justin Gray, which I love their writing. They did, you know, recently they've done The Power Girl, which was really good. But now they have this new Ray, and I got to tell you, he doesn't even look like a DC hero. He looks like something out of Marvel, number one. And right off the bat, they got to throw the whole thing. It says, for the record, I never called myself the Ray. Let's be clear on the blame and blame that on the media. They need splashy headlines. And glowing Korean-American guy just doesn't have a punch. So once again, we're taking a character that's been around for years, and let's replace him now with a Korean character.
Well,
because we got the Blue Beetle that's Latino. Now we have, you know, the Ray, which is going to be Korean. I think, you know, Ryan Chow, I want to say he was Chinese. And it's like, once create a character. Here's a concept.
Yeah, make a new one.
Make a new one.
Well, you know, it all started with the NAACP, who had to have all these black characters. And then what happened was then other people were like, well, how come it's always got to be black or white? You know, what's the deal? And even I was saying, where's the Asian guys? So, you know, they can't win. But the point is, it's because they had to bow and kowtow to this PC nonsense mentality. And really, I don't want that in my comics. I know Josh will be over there going, Josh, I want it in my comics, but I don't want it in there. That's how I feel.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just kind of feel that way.
Gotcha.
It's all right, though.
Any new movies this week?
Josh does want to come on the show. We need to bring him on.
Josh?
Yeah, I told him he could come on. He thought you were avoiding him. I said, no, he's not avoiding you.
Let's do it next week.
He didn't even check his email. What are you talking about? He can't avoid anyone unless he knows they're there.
I checked my email.
Oh, sorry. Your MySpace message.
You putz. I check my email every day. I don't even think I've ever even gotten an email from you.
Maybe once or twice. I've emailed you stuff before for Jedi.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I did.
That was for your own personal gain. There wasn't ever just an email. Hey, Johnny.
Whatever. Yeah,
how are you? Let's get together. Have cappuccino.
Shit, you'd probably blow me off, go to bed, and leave me standing up there by myself.
You know, one of us actually has a day job.
That's okay. I can say it.
Bite me, hippie.
That's right. Yeah, you can call me names. I could take it. Man, see what I got to deal with over here? Everybody's listening and thinking, man, that poor bastard.
Yeah, that's it. You're the one they feel sorry for.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm the one.
No, you're not. Oh. Any new movies this week?
Well, it's that time of year when all the movies kind of suck.
Dude, the Muppets came out. How can you say movies suck with the Muppets out?
I gotta tell you, I'm
you're not a Muppet fan.
I love the Muppets in the old days. I thought they kind of pushed that series into the ground, and the TV series was beautiful. It ended before it became a mess, but the movie series it kind of pushed into the ground. And I got to tell you, man, I can still tell the difference.
Tell the Jim is gone.
I can really tell it.
And you can tell that Disney's got their hands all over it.
That's the problem right
there. There you go. Yeah, I just slid it in there for you. I still want to see it.
Well, you should go see that.
I'll go see it.
Yeah,
and they got the new Peter Jackson movie and Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be coming out. Sherlock Holmes is what? A couple weeks.
Yeah, you're right. When is that hitting?
I don't know, but I'm going to see it at midnight. I love Sherlock Holmes. I don't care what anybody says. That last one was awesome.
Except for the whole last half hour.
Dude, what was wrong with the last half hour?
Dude. Look,
I like the movie.
Dude, the last half hour, that bridge scene was atrocious. I was mad.
At the bridge scene?
Yeah, because it was so fake. Come on, at least build a bridge, man. I'm tired of
CGI.
I have to say, yeah. It's time to quit the CGI.
I thought you meant like the acting or the story arc. I mean, no, the effects-wise, yeah, they needed a good bridge.
I mean, the thing is, it's just the thing I loved about the old swashbucklers were you felt like there was danger involved. There were stuntmen. They were precariously perched on a cliff. You knew that someone could fall and
Indiana Jones.
But now it's like this. Oh, my God.
Indiana Jones, man.
I'm so tired of the green screen crap. Get a job in a sideshow. That's what I think.
It'd be all right as long as, you know, it's like a Sin City movie. But, I mean, for action, yeah, I mean, that there was no purpose in that. They should have gone ahead and built a bridge and just been done with it.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't work. See, it worked in Sin City because it's a comic book. Damn it.
Yeah, yes, but overall, I liked the movie. I thought he did a great Sherlock
Holmes.
Oh,
I loved the cast.
I thought he did a great Sherlock
Holmes. The writing was okay. I just was mad at the damn CGI. It's not supposed to be The Matrix, guys. We don't need bullet time in friggin' Sherlock Holmes movies.
No. It's bogus. What else came out this week? Let's go back to the comics. Oh, yes. Green Lantern, The New Guardians. Got to say, Tony Barrett is doing this one. And I'm digging it. I'm digging where it's going. We don't quite know what's going on with it. Because for a brief moment, Kyle has all rings and was powered by all the rings all at once. Whips the crap out of the Guardians for a little bit. But I got to tell you, I'm really not digging the story arc with these new Guardians. I mean, the Guardians have always been pricks. But, I mean, they have really made them pricks nowadays. They actually lobotomized one of their own. Took away all his emotion. Because I had one of them, Garrett, who basically, you know, if you don't know the backstory, he left the Guardians and formed his own corps. The Blue Lantern Corps. Because he said, you know, hope is important. You need hope. You need hope with willpower.
You need charity.
Yeah. And it's just crazy. And they lobotomized him where he got rid of his emotion. So I'm so. And now they're talking about they're going to do their third core. They had the Manhunters originally. And they kind of went awry and they destroyed a whole universe and they got rid of them. Okay. Now they have the Green Lanterns. Now they're upset because they kind of have too much of their own emotions and all this stuff. So now they're going to form the third core. We don't know what it is yet. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You know what I watched last night?
What's that?
11 o'clock at night. Can't sleep as normal.
I'm afraid to ask.
The Hub.
Oh, hell, that works.
And it was Batman.
There you
go. Cesar Romero.
All about that.
I can never get enough of that.
Me either, man. I love it.
Let's see.
It's nice.
Green Lantern Corp was great this week. Catwoman was awesome. So I'm trying to get used to this new Catwoman, to be completely honest. I know with this new story arc, she does not know who Batman is. Batman does not know who she is, supposedly.
That's just weird.
And she's just a straight-up thief.
Once again, weird.
Yeah. Warlord of Mars, Dalla Torres, came out. This isn't any title done by Dynamite. And I got to tell you, I love the artwork because it's not the greatest artwork in the world, but it's always consistent. Good comic. I like it. I laughed, I cried, it became part of me. The Batman Dark Knight. They got this new character, the White Rabbit. Check her out.
Weird.
It seems like she's almost, they haven't really said a lot about her, but it almost seems like she's got like super speed. And what's so cool is that's kind of a cool concept for a character. Well, I mean, the minute I see her, because, you know, she almost looks like a horse, you know, Playboy bunny.
Right.
But, you know, the concept that she's a white rabbit, going back to the whole, you know, Alice always trying to catch the white rabbit. You know, and that's kind of like she's a speed. And because every time you see the speedsters, people that are, you know, you got the Flash, you got Johnny Quick. They always got to make some kind of punt about lightning and fast as lightning in this. And it's kind of cool to just see a speedster that's got a whole concept of, I'm just a white rabbit and you can't catch me because Alice couldn't.
Right, right.
I was like, you know, it's a fresh idea. And it's David Finch, you know, one of the original young guns for Marvel. It's really good, though. Got to tell you, I like this new. Even had a guest appearance of all people, the Flash, for a while.
Jeez.
Got to get used to the new Flash. Justice League Dark. First issue sucked. Really wasn't going anywhere, but I'm on the third issue, and it's starting to build. I'm really starting to like it. Zatanna, I'm digging. It's pretty nice. New Superman. I think the biggest thing is I wasn't getting Superman just because I'm kind of bored with Superman. But I heard that was issue 6. Funny story, George Perez has been actually writing instead of artwork. Everybody knows Perez for doing all his great artwork over the years. And he's writing Superman, and he's come out and said, okay, I'm out of material with issue 6. He's only done 6 issues. Or he will do 6 issues, but he's like, I'm done. I don't want to write anymore.
Jeez.
So they're getting Dan Jurgens and Kenneth Griffin to write Superman. And I'm like, well, that's a power team that did Justice League International. You know, Jurgens is, of course, the creator of Booster Gold. So I'm like, man, I'm just really digging it. I'll have to go ahead and get on it because I know they're going to be good.
Well, there you go.
What was the other video came out this week? Oh, yeah, straight to video.
No, we had Helldriver came out this week, which was awesome.
Really? I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's nuts.
Well, what else? Oh, Conan. I'm sure you got that right off the bat, didn't you?
I should have ran as far away as I could. It doesn't even have anything extra. It doesn't even have a thing on it.
Does it not?
No.
It should have, you know, a warning of do not buy me.
Yeah, it should have that.
That was so disappointing.
It's terrible is what it is. It's terrible.
But, yeah, because we saw that. We saw that. We went and wasted our time, went to that midnight showing of that, and it just...
Dude, it made me, like, freak out.
What's bad is the first part of it was good. The first part I actually enjoyed. Up into the sex scene, and then from then it was...
45 minutes, maybe.
Basically, I think we need to take that movie, recut it, and instead of that actual sex scene, have him jump in an actual shark. And then we know at that point to turn it off.
Right.
Because it was bad.
It was bad. It was really bad, dude.
You know, I heard that Persons of Interest is on the bubble of being canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
No good, man. No good.
I got to tell you, I've been watching it, and I mean, the first episode was all right, but it is a very slow-moving show. And for somebody of J.J. Abrams and Jonathan Nolan, I have to say I'm kind of disappointed. I wasn't.
I liked it. I really did.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like it. But you got to admit, it's very. Have you watched every episode up from beginning to now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching not all of them, but I've been watching as many as I could.
But it's moving very slow. They need to have something happen to keep people's interest,
right?
I mean, I don't mind stuff moving slow, but I mean, just normal people that you need to throw something out there.
Well, and the thing is, not all of them are slow. It just depends on the episode you're watching, really. Some of them are fast paced, some of them are medium. It just depends.
It's true.
But the thing is with the show is it's got a kind of a life all of its own, and people need to give it a chance because I honestly was pretty impressed with what they did with it.
First few episodes were awesome. I mean, the casting's awesome. I mean, Jim Caviezel, great. I'm still a sucker for Castle, though. It's still pretty much my favorite show on TV. This week was even better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You don't watch Castle, though, do you?
Not really, huh?
Dude, you really got to get on board with that one.
Yeah, someday. Sometime.
One of these years. Oh.
It'll be good.
They're saying Supernatural is going to get picked up again.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't it? It's great. Fantastic series.
I just don't like horror TVs.
You don't like horrors and TVs?
Yeah. I don't like horror TV. No.
Whatever.
No, I got to tell you, do you watch it pretty regularly then?
Oh, well, I haven't this season, but I have in the past.
This season's really good.
I heard it was like they kind of got away from the old angels and stuff that was driving me nuts for 3 seasons.
What I like about this one is they're getting more into the, and I've always said they needed to do it, they're getting more into the brothers' emotional feelings for each other.
Well, the first 2 seasons when they had all the different monsters,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot more of that going on too.
And that's what they're doing again. They're actually going out. I mean, they still got the Leviathan that they're tracking down.
Right.
But over last week was a cliffhanger. Bobby got shot, and we don't know if they're going to kill off Bobby or not.
Hard telling.
I'm hoping they don't. Because
that
would
kind of piss you off, wouldn't it?
Well, they kill off everybody else. You know, can we at least keep? I like at least that there's Bobby there. You know, he's your great uncle. You know, grouchy
Bobby,
uncle.
Bobby, man, don't mess him up.
Hey, the producer's named. I mean, he was named after the producer.
There you go.
But I didn't know you were a big fan of that show.
Oh yeah, yeah, I love the 2 actors. See, that was my Jensen Ackles was my Green Lantern man, and Ryan Reynolds was my Flash. So yeah, I was treated poorly.
See, Jason Ackles was my Captain America. I really wanted him for Cap.
Yeah, I like him. He just didn't have the right hair.
He can grow
it out.
You know,
the best, I'm telling you, the best Captain America ever was on, he was on Boston Legal. Now he's on Harry's Law.
Oh, yes. Mark Singer.
Dude, he is Mark's fantastic.
Do you watch Harry's Law?
Yeah.
I watched it last season, and it was kind of quirky. But this season's totally different.
It's weird.
I got to tell you, do you know what's funny about this season? And Harry's Law was kind of odd because last season it was very, I'm going to like work with people in my little town. I'm going to work with this guy that robbed this bank, this little neighborhood. And this year it's all corporate. But if you even listen to the songs in between, it's like Boston Legal all over again.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they got the writers of Boston Legal to write this.
Oh, of course.
But I'm digging it. I mean, I like
the same guy, same creator.
Is that the same creator?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
David E. Kelly.
Oh, nice. But no, I'm digging that. I did not know you watched that.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Cool. Well, I think we're out of time, aren't we?
We're pretty much out of time, buddy. We're kicking it.
Well, heck, you know, for all those listening, you know, have a great, happy Thanksgiving. And check us out next week. Same Brute time, same Brute channel.
Right here.
Right here.
JackalopeRadio.com with
The Brute Squad. The Brute Squad, Johnny and Todd.
See you then.
Later.
With his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold-out show.